app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. An Oscars full of tributes and historic moments aired on ABC. CBS Entertainment reporter Matt Wolf has this wrap-up.
The Oscars opening with a video tribute to the city of Los Angeles, still in recovery after the devastating wildfires. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo performing a medley of songs from The Wizard of Oz and Wicked.
And I lost a dear friend.
Morgan Freeman with an emotional tribute to the iconic Gene Hackman, who died last week. And Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey with their nod to the late Quincy Jones. The crowd on their feet when Queen Latifah took the stage to perform Ease On Down the Road from the Broadway show The Wiz. Quincy Jones serving as a producer on that. Matt Wolf, CBS News.
It's something you'd expect in the Southwest, not the Southeast, but dry conditions and gusting winds are fueling wildfires in North and South Carolina. CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore says it is still a threat.
These wind gusts will begin to die down, but that dry air will remain in place. And with those low relative humidities, we'll see another day of elevated fire danger. But those winds will shift onshore as we go into Tuesday. That will bring in more moisture and hopefully decrease that fire threat as we go into the middle of the week.
And people near Myrtle Beach had to evacuate for a brief time today. One California county is being called out for a lack of evacuation routes.
When former California Assemblyman Mark Levine authored the law to push jurisdictions to clearly identify evacuation routes, he wasn't trying to get anyone in trouble.
The point was not to penalize any jurisdiction, but to incentivize the planning that is necessary to save human life.
However, today, roughly 3 years after the law was put into place, Santa Clara County has yet to adhere to the policy, leaving many residents in the Santa Cruz Mountains in particular in the dark when it comes to clear routes and plans.
Ultimately, it will save people in a natural disaster.
Jack Ferris for CBS News, San Francisco.
The Israel-Hamas ceasefire is on shaky ground after Israel blocked entry of food and supplies into Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Hostage families have been plunged back into the uncertainty of the nearly 15 months of war in Gaza, waiting for loved ones to come home. Together with thousands of supporters, they took to the streets to exert pressure of their own and demand a deal.
And Israel says there will be additional consequences if Hamas does not accept a proposal for a ceasefire extension. A star-studded group of some of the best U.S. figure skaters of the past and present took to the ice in the nation's capital to remember and raise money for the victims of the mid-air collision outside Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. They included Brian Boitano and Christy Yamaguchi. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Our local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Let's kick things off with a double dip of Marston. This is brand new music from Marston. You can find more information about it at marstonmusic.com. The song is called Keepsake. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marsden and Running in the Dark. Before that, his brand new song, Keepsake. There's a couple more new songs that we'll play next week, maybe later on tonight, who knows, from Marsden. You can find out more information about Marsden at marsdenmusic.com. No shows on the books for him. We'll have to get him in studio sometime very soon. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with my good friend, Rocker Inker.
What's happening, Jimmy?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
It's our first show back together since the major event that you had.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it's so good to be back. I was here last week with Rob Roberts.
Yeah, man.
And we had a good time, and boy, I enjoyed being back.
Well,
you know?
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here, and let's rock tonight, man. We got a really good show coming up for the people across the state of Wisconsin, celebrating our local music scene. And Rocker, what's on the docket tonight?
Hey, we have Rachel Bauer. She's the co-owner of Loxley Music Live Music Venue. And it's a brand, you know, it's a fairly new venue. We're going to hear all about that and some shows that she has going on there. Laura Sawasco, Nashville singer-songwriter. She is from Washington Island, Wisconsin originally. Now she's down in Nashville, and she's putting out a new album coming up in April, and we're going to hear some new songs from her tonight. And Robert J., Terry Barr is going to catch up with Robert J., find out what's going on with him, and get the big announcement about the 10th annual Mama Cares.
The Mama Cares Ball that's happening March 30th at the Sylvie here in Madison, Rocker, and that's going to be a big show. We're going to hopefully raise a lot of money for Mama Cares, which is a great program.
Yeah.
An offshoot charity, if you will, from themamas.org.
And you know how it got started, right?
Tell us.
Well, Robert J., he had a heart attack. And, you know, when he was recovering and he was thinking about, you know, his situation and what had happened, he decided that you know, this would be a good thing that musicians were characteristically underinsured health-wise. And, you know, when they had a time of crisis, they needed help. And so Robert J. got behind it. He worked with the Mamas, and this was, you know, over 10 years ago now.
Even somebody that has good insurance,
yeah,
through work or something like that.
Right.
The, you know, the co-pays, the out-of-pocket deductibles and stuff, yeah, like that.
Oh.
That's the hardship right there. So
it is, you know,
we can all use some help when that happens. So the Mama Care Ball is happening March 30th at the Sylvie. Terry Barr sits down with Robert J., who is just awesome. That's coming up at 9:30 tonight. So
yep,
stick around for that. Also Rob Roberts with After Hours Rocker. Looking forward to that.
That's right. And we have some other new music that we're gonna hear tonight, right?
Yeah, we have a couple things. I'm not going to let too much out of the bag right now, but we'll get to it, okay? But
you're not going to like say like the Family Business has a new song?
Well, now you let it out of the bag, yes. We'll play some Family Business. We'll sneak that in.
It's really good, by the
this
way.
This hour. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, speaking of the Mamas, the first round of voting is open right now.
That's right.
I was talking with Dana Perry earlier today, and she told me that there was 830 unique entries for the Mamas this year.
Wow.
830 unique entries across all the categories.
Right.
So that tells me there are a lot of artists, a lot of songs, a lot of musicians that are involved with the Mamas this year. And we play a lot of the music here on Max Inc. Radio. So you can go to themamas.org, check out the impressive list, And vote for some of the people you like. Maybe go check out their music and buy it and support the local music scene.
Or maybe some of your favorite on-air radio personalities, Jimmy.
You could do that too. I don't want to toot my horn. But yeah, you could vote for us. That's cool. Themamas.org, themamas.org. It's helping putting musical instruments in the hands of kids. All right, we got that new Family Business coming up. We'll do some Maggie Shays here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, The Flavor That Kills, their next show is May 23rd at the High Noon with the Mighty Electric Six. Hip to be square, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I'm gonna be a hypocrite. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Middle of Nowhere, that's M. Shays, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. She's up for a few mamas, a female vocalist, original act, keyboard and piano, and live sound engineer. You can vote for M. Shays right now at themamas.org. Jimmy K. and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night, original local music from Wisconsin. You could be part of the show, too. 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Call up and say hi. Tell us what you're doing on a Saturday night. Let's do some Genevieve Hayward. She's going to be performing at the Majestic for the 7th Annual Respect Celebration of Women. And that's at the Majestic Theater on the 29th of March. Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Catching my breath every chance I get. Air feels nice, fall comes quick. Curious waves whisper what's next. Time spent alone can heal and break. Take me to the river where we'd wait for silent talks to fill up our days. Don't forget all we said. You've got me down. I don't know how. I spent so long wondering why you kept me around just to waste my home. Cutthroat songs and a hardened tongue. Built the safe to lock in the love. Nothing left to keep or prove. You never noticed me till I spoke true. That's the last time I saw you. Don't forget.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Genevieve Hayward from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, now in Nashville. That was her song, Don't Forget. And she's coming to Madison for that seventh annual Respect show at the Majestic Theater, a celebration in women. That's going to be a great show. The event is out on Facebook. You can check it out now to get all the details. Hey, Rachel Bauer, she's in studio. She's the owner of the brand new music venue here in Madison in a very classic building. We'll tell you all about that. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Later, I got that brand new music from the family business. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. Great food, drink, live music. You can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge at 1617 North Stone Road in Madison. You can also find the event, the full events and everything that's going on at the Lazy Oaf at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. powered by Compass.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
The music, the hair, the experience. It's Cherry Pie, live in concert, playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard, Guns N' Roses, Poison, Warrant, and the list goes on. Friday, March 14th at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg. It's the old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie, live in concert. Get tickets at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEYvenue.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Dana Perry and Kill the Rock Star. Dana Perry, of course, a staple in the Madison music scene. She's also the executive director of the Mamas, and she books shows over at Cargo Coffee East. She's a rock star. Don't kill her.
And she also plays with the Prairie Flowers.
That's right.
We have a show
Lindsay
coming
Evans
up.
And
Sharona.
Sharona, that's right. Oh, that's good. We'll have to play some of that later on. Hi, how you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Happy to have you along. We're live from the WMDX studios in downtown Madison tonight. If you want to get the podcast, if you missed any part of the show, you want to hear it again, you can do that right now. Just go to the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, Rachel Bauer is co-owner and director of hospitality and music at the new Loxley venue in Madison. Well, Fitchburg, if we're being real, it's in the location of the old Dry Bean restaurant on Verona Road, and from the ashes of a failed attempt to purchase the Gobbler Theater, a rare meeting at Forward Fest launched Rachel's vision, and the Loxley venue was born. Here in the studio to talk about the new venue and her mission is serial entrepreneur Rachel Bauer. Rachel, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
So, serial entrepreneur. This is like a sickness. Do you sleep at night?
I used to sleep at night, but now I'm running a venue that goes until midnight. So yeah. By the time I'm out of there, it's a different schedule for me, but I love it.
What's the serial part? What have you done in the past?
Yeah, so I have had an interesting and spicy career. I've been a banker. I've been an insurance agent. I've been in the real estate world. And I owned and operated a boutique hotel down in Illinois, ultimately missed Madison and wanted to get back to Madison. So I sold that property, but hospitality, that's where my passion's at. So this was an easy transition.
Wow. Do you have a background in music at all? Because this is live music and entertainment, right?
So that's a great question. And no, I don't have a background in live music. That part of the world came together as a result of the COVID pandemic. So I was working on a hospitality project that had kind of pulled some roots and some experience I had done when I was consulting and brought some things together. And suddenly I had this vision for blending music and hospitality. Mm. And that's how we got to the potential purchase of the Gobbler and then ultimately to the Loxley.
Well, now you have been on a mission and a journey to open the Loxley, but how did the path run through the Gobbler and what's with the Forward Fest being involved?
Yeah. So on the wrap up party at the Forward Fest in 2023, I met my co-owners, William Cole, who owns the building that is the Loxley.
Okay.
And his partner, Mel Butcher. And we had a conversation and one thing led to another over a period of 6 months. And we were looking at what was the future for the building, and that's how the Loxley was born.
But there, how does the Gobbler work in? That's that crazy restaurant that has like a spinning bar in it,
yeah.
Right? Out in
yeah.
Watertown.
I actually had a conversation today about that spinning bar and the and the legend about where it came from or did not come from.
Oh my!
My husband Steve Paulette and I were ready to purchase that property. He had a fall the night that I met Bill and Mel.
When he fell down?
He fell in our backyard, yeah, and tore his quads, and that was the end of our forward movement with the Gobbler.
Wow.
Yeah, Bill actually teased me. He said, if you don't buy the Gobbler, you can come and buy my property, and that was, it wasn't very far from the truth. It came together.
Wow, that is really crazy. The Loxley features local music. It's in a cabaret-style space. But you also have other entertainment. Tell us about the Loxley.
Yeah, so when we were looking at what is the best use of that building and what does Madison need, it came up over and over again. Two big things that we heard from the community, and one was there's not enough venue rental space, particularly on the west side. It's kind of a ghost town
there's
over there.
There's nothing over there, yeah.
And And then the music on the West Side, there's not a lot of that out there either.
Like, that's true.
Yeah. I'm like, if you're lucky enough to live on the East Side like I do,
yeah.
3 minutes from the Burr Oak and six yeah. minutes from the Sylvie.
Yeah, a you know, ton of different places, right?
Yeah. You have all the options on the East Side, but you don't have any options on the West Side. So when we decided that we would become the Loxley, we wanted something that was a venue that was a little bit different, more flexible, different vibe, different feel. You know, how do we create that so that people want to have their, you know, their events there, their family celebrations, and they also want to come to see a live show or to, you know, or to hang out and do some sort of community activity
or get hitched. You have weddings?
Get hitched, yeah. Like even the singles idea, right? Like, let's do a singles thing. We can get people to meet and fall in love, and then they come back and get married here.
Wow, it's a racket.
It'll be exciting to see, Loxley, because, you know, you could go in, people, you know, our age, rocker, going in when it was the Bean back in the day, and just to kind of reminisce being in that space again, seeing live music.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool. There's a lot of history in that building.
There is. And I hear people in there all the time. I had a guy in there Thursday night ask me, is this the same building that there used to be country line dancing in 1976? And I said, yeah, it was built in 72. It is the same building. You're right.
Well, I was on John and Gordy yesterday, actually, and we were talking about the Loxley and the Dry Bean. And then he brought up that it was like, I forgot what he said, it was the Capitol Hill, Capitol something bar. And this guy used to do like Rat Pack music there all the time. And that guy had written them a song. And it was really funny that had a history even beyond the Dry Bean that I didn't know about.
I know that guy's name, but I just can't think of it. He drove it taxi here in Madison.
Oh, really?
He drove taxi in Madison. I'm almost positive.
The history that's there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, and there was, you guys just recently had like kind of an Elvis impersonator, an Elvis show?
We did. We did an Elvis show in February, and then we had a local guy, Joe Scalesi, there for a Dean show, show in December.
Oh, so it keeps rolling.
Yep. So we're excited about that. We've looked at a Rat Pack show, but that one's a little harder to pull together because, you know, they're not all right here. So,
well, let's talk about your calendar, because I know that the big thing coming up is Cherry Pie.
Yeah. And that comes about as a result of early on some close acquaintances and friends of mine said, you got to get Cherry Pie in here. And I have never seen or heard them.
Oh, boy.
So I missed that moment in time. They're still a very popular band.
Three decades.
Even from Milwaukee. Like, people really know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we've got them coming in.
That's on Friday, March 14th.
It is.
And then let's see, you have the Bird Dog Blues.
We do, yeah.
They're a great local blues band, and they're going to be coming in on the 15th, the very next night.
Yep, that's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
And Monkey's Uncle on the 21st
correct.
Of March. Who is the Monkey's Uncle?
Monkey's Uncle is a band that is from Burlington, and they've been playing all over southern Wisconsin, and they have not played the Madison market yet. It was a band we had actually looked at and booked out at the Galaxy or the Old Gobbler, and we're looking at bringing them into Madison now.
The Monkey's Uncle, the 21st. And then one of our favorites, Jimmy, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets with Beth Keeley, Jen Farley, and Shauna, April 12th?
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So how did you get Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
So this is a funny story. So I met Beth like 20 years ago when she put out her first CD, and I still have it somewhere. Yeah, and so I definitely know who she was in the community. I've seen her a couple of times, and, you know, when the Loxley opened, I was like, I've got to talk to Beth. So I reached out to her, and we felt like Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets was a good fit for this time.
Absolutely. They're awesome.
Wow, how fun. Well, if a band wants to play at the Loxley live music venue, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, they can reach out directly to me at Rachel, it's R-A-C-H-E-L, at Loxley Venue, or they can go to our website, and there's a contact form, and you can reach out directly through our website.
And that's L-O-X-L-E-Y.
Yes.
LOXLEYvenue.com.
Yep, correct.
All right. I think I can remember that. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming into the studio tonight. We really appreciate it. We just said how people catch up with the entertainment schedule, LOXLEYvenue.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, great to meet you, Rachel. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks for having me in the studio. I appreciate
it,
guys. Can't
wait to check it out. Let's do some gin chocolate and bottle rockets.
I was just a little girl. I had the whole wide world before me. Breaking rules and bending time, believing luck was on my side. Trusting. Then a few years down the road, got to the place I had to go. When the questions started, can anybody tell?
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A couple houses, a couple thousand trees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Yoni and Him and Her. Before that, the Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Where Do I Go? Hey, thanks to Rachel Bauer for coming in from Locally Venue. What a cool thing that there's a new live music venue on Madison Southwest Side. You can check them out right now. Get the full music schedule at LocallyVenue.com. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Coming up in just a couple of minutes after the top of the hour news, we've got a double dip of Sam Ness. He's playing the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball, and Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Robert J. all about that coming up later in the show. It's the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball, raising money for themamas.org and helping musicians around the Madison area when they need a little extra help. So check that out at themamas.org, themamas.org. Hey, I want to tell you, too, that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, thanks to the Carbon 4 Brewing Company in Madison's East Side. They're making high-quality beers. I'm drinking one right now. Best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room, try exclusive creations from their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and fine music. Get their full lineup right now at carbon4.com. That's carbon4.com. All right, we teased it enough. Let's do that brand new song from The Family Business. Rocker's jammed about this song. It's called Cabin Fever. Brand new, The Family Business on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Off the walls again. Yeah.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Los Angeles lit up for the Oscars.
Anora had a big night, winning 5 awards, including Best Picture.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a truly independent film.
Mikey Madison won her first Oscar for leading actress playing a sex worker in the film.
A dream come true. I'm probably going to wake up tomorrow.
Adrian Brody won his second lead actor Oscar for his role as a Holocaust survivor in The Brutalist.
If the past can teach us anything, it's a reminder to not let hate go unchecked.
Danya Backus, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Zoe Saldana became the first person of Dominican origin to win the Best Actress Oscar. Former Late Night and The Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien helmed this year's ceremony on ABC. The U.S. Weather Agency NOAA will be dealing with a different kind of storm on Monday.
Last week, 600 employees of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association